This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Paul Watson will be hosting the fourth hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi, three-time number one New York Times bestseller, political expert, will be joining us, not just on campaign 2016, but also the global economy, Deutsche Bank, and more, because that's where he's a real expert, is on banking and the world economy. Though he's known for politics, he's a master of many hats. He'll be joining us. Wow. Unbelievable debate last night. Governor Pence completely cleaned the floor with Tim Kaine. And I've got to be really, really frank with everybody. I don't normally get scared, but there's something scary about a weird demonic weasel in control of the country. Something weird about a Nelly tyrant. Something creepy. I'm not creeped out by a woman, but if a woman's a tyrant, I'm creeped out by it. If a strong man is a tyrant, I'm creeped out by it. But when they're a weird Nelly type, kind of Grimer, Wormwood, sneaky, rat-like person, it gives me the willies. And I'm even more freaked out now. In fact, I'm so in sync with Donald Trump because he's just a common sense guy. I've said many times, Tim Kaine looks like a crook. He looks like, I'm going to be honest, he looks like a child molester to me. I mean, he looks like the archetypal child molester. And I'm not saying he's a child molester. He just looks like what I would think of as a child molester. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that. I'm going to be honest. Well, Donald Trump tweeted out that he looks like an evil crook. And that's a nicer way of saying it. Tim Kaine comes off as really evil, really slimy, really sneaky. And I just was completely honest with everybody, and I can't help it. I apologize to Mr. Kaine. I didn't even plan this, but it's the truth, and I can't hold back anymore. He's probably not that. In fact, I'm sure he isn't. I know he's an evil globalist. No, he wants our guns, wants open borders. He wants to rape the country. He wants to molest our Bill of Rights and Constitution, but I'm sorry. He looks like central casting. If I was a Hollywood producer and I was hiring a slimy-looking person to play the part of a person that, like, swindles families or, you know, does really horrible stuff or that, like, you know, sold kids on an auction block and, you know, in an underground base in Vegas to Saudi sheiks, you know, hypothetic horror movie, even though that really goes on. I would typecast, you know, I would say Tim Kaine is the man. I kind of unintentionally troll the media. You know, that's going to be a headline all over the country today, and that's fine. Because truth is truth, and if I look at the beautiful vista sunrise in Colorado, I describe it as I see it. If I look at Marilyn Monroe in her prime, juiciness comes to mind, and just feminine goddess. When I talk about Donald Trump, he is a over-the-top, aggressive, masculine, pro-America golden toad-like creature, a magical toad. I look at Tim Kaine, and I see rack and ruin. I see the fall of this country. I see defeat. Only more evil-looking creature out there, I would say, and of course your actions follow that, is Hillary with the big rubber plastic Joker mask that she's all... Here's Hillary for TV viewers. And I know they're going to take that shot and make me look crazy. I don't care, because I'm fighting the New World Order. That's my job, is to be destroyed if need be, exposing these people. But I'm hitting the barbed wire and hurting them bad. Big debate highlights, tons of massive news, you name it. The latest on the hurricane, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. They want to censor this transmission for good reason. We're hurting them and hurting them bad with the truth. InfoWars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. We are now only 33 days from decision time. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice globally against the New World Order. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now only 33 days out from one of the most important, if not the most important, elections in the 242-year history of this greatest republic to ever be on the face of the earth, the New Atlantis, founded by liberty lovers in the UK. What is the UK today? From jolly old England. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because I am going to be a good boy today. I am going to really sock it to the enemy, and I am going to go through a whole bunch of debate highlights from last night. I let the crew take over since I did the Assange non-event wiki tease coverage the night before. The crew did a great job. That full three-plus-hour coverage and the debate is on InfoWars.com if you missed any of it. Wow, where to begin? And if you are a longtime listener and you have friends and family you want to wake up, you can go get our 3 hours of debate coverage, send it to them, and say, hey, this is really interesting. This might change your mind. Because we hit things from an angle that the establishment media doesn't. This is an info war. So I know you, the listeners, are awake. In a lot of cases, more awake than I am. What I'm asking you to do is to go out and to wake up others. And obviously, you know that, but we need to consciously do that every single day. Before I get into the debate that Governor Pence clearly won in a huge, huge margin, even mainstream liberal media is having to admit it because the trouncing was so over the top. Despite that, they are still trying to spin things for Creepy Kane. Now, in the last segment, if you just joined us, I said he looks like somebody I wouldn't let my children stay with as a babysitter. He looks like a creep. He looks like the Grinch that stole Christmas. He acts like a creep. And he's all tied into the Jesuits and the rest of it, so you know all that weirdness that's going on. And the guy is trying to shell out our sovereignty, get rid of our borders, and take our guns. And so I made the point. I said he looks like a child molester. And I'm sorry. He's known as Creepy Kane. I'm not saying he's a child molester. I don't believe that. I'm not trying to imply that. I'm saying I wouldn't buy a stick of bubble gum from this guy, and I wouldn't associate with him because he gives me the willies and the back of my spine crawls when I look at him. And I've been saying this since he selected him, that he looks like a creep. Now he's known as Creepy Kane on the Internet. And we're not just saying this to defeat Hillary. She looks like a wicked joker. He looks like a wicked cross between the Grinch and the Joker. I mean, he just has the mannerisms of a frickin' demon. The Return of the Grinch, Tim Kaine, the Grinch. I mean, he looks like Renfield, like the servant of Dracula. A cross between Quasimodo and Renfield and the Grinch and, I don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, if I was going to cast a creepy serial killer that grabs kids out of the back of their yards and puts them in white pervert vans, I would cast him. He has a shot in Hollywood. He could be the number one star in the world playing the part of child kidnappers. This is the guy that is trying to kidnap our country right now. Yes, I've taken the gloves off and I put brass knuckles on. Get ready. It's day 33. I'm going in, through, and beyond. Absolutely caution to the wind. You want the real deal. You want clobbering time. You want the gloves off. You got it. Because I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, unequivocally, there is not going to be any future in this nation if we don't reverse this. Look at this headline. I have a video clip. I didn't see that in my video list. I forgot to ask you guys. Please get it. And then the other clip of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying something similar 2 weeks ago. U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. We will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. He said, prepare for a war as big as World War II to the U.S. Army and other armed services. And that's because the neocons running Obama have begun to prepare for a war with Russia, and they're trying to trick Russia into a response. And with the October surprise, and CNN has hinted at this and others have, is a war with Russia. And again, I said this last week, it finally clicked because I was so close to the problem I couldn't see the elephant in the room or the mushroom cloud in the room. I kept saying, why do they accuse Trump and Pence and myself and Drudge and Breitbart and everyone under the sun? I mean, actually put us on TV and put my head beside Putin's and Trump's and say, I mean, you heard Hillary in her speech. She said, these alt-right people get their orders from Putin. He's their godfather. This is the most, I get my orders from Common Sense, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and my family name, and the spirit of God that pulls my strings. I certainly don't get it from Vladimir Putin. I mean, I've never been to Russia. Don't have one drop of Slavic blood in me. But I don't want to have war with Russia for no reason. I know the elements. I know what's going on. And it hit me. It clicked like a ton of bricks hitting me in the head from 1,000 feet up. Oh, my gosh, they want to put their opposition in a corner when they start a war. That's one of their main plans, to bring in permanent emergency and martial law and rationing and all the controls. And Agenda 21 is through a war. Globalism is rationing, is the end of prosperity, is a command and control economy where the globalists pick the winners, where they're above the law. And it hit me. That's why they're encircling Russia with weapons. That's why they're trying to start a war. That's why they're destabilizing these countries and overthrowing them like Ukraine and turning the Middle East over to radical Islam. Because they're going to ally with radical Islam against Russia in a war and then flood Europe with Islam to conquer it and then conquer us as well as the police state using the threat of Islam. But Europe is slated to be given to Islam. And it all just crystallized. Then I can go read white papers where they're actually saying this is their plan. So it's so diabolical. It's led by weirdos with huge jack-o'-lantern heads like Hillary that look like rubber Joker faces and creepy Kane creeping around. I mean, you ask, why would they do something so evil? Because these are evil people. And let me explain something else to you. Do you know who the neocons are? Let's be extremely clear about this, okay? I've studied it. I've read their books. They're from the Chicago Business School and Harvard. They took it over. The Trotskyites ran with billions of dollars of gold and diamonds and other goodies they robbed when Stalin kicked Trotsky out of the country. Okay? This is pre-World War II. He was later killed in Mexico City with an ice axe. In the old days, they hacked up big deals of ice where you got your ice from an ice house, not from your refrigerator or freezer. And he'll probably say it's a conspiracy theory that we never had, you know, ice houses. But the point is, he was killed with that, but I'm going into the two little factoids that don't matter. With the billions, just like the Bushes were the main Nazi lawyers, Prescott Bush is on record. That's been made, London Guardian, New York Times, Associated Press, it's admitted. The Bushes were the main bagmen for a lot of the Nazi money in South America and Central America. That's why they're secretly so powerful, is because they're so incredibly rich. It's why, you know, 30-something-year-old guy, as soon as he turns 40, is made director of the CIA. Nobody ever did that before. Or George Herbert Walker Bush. And Skull and Bones was founded by the Germans. It's a Germanic death cult. But a side issue. The Trotskyites had billions, reportedly, in stolen Russian loot from Christians and other people they'd robbed from Poland to Ukraine to Russia proper. And they got kicked out by Stalin. Say what you want about him. He kicked the Trotskyites, led by Leon Trotsky, they all ran to Mexico and then changed their names and stuff and went into the U.S. with all this money. And that's who founded, this is in the Washington Post, by the way. And this is not secret. This is who founded the modern neocons, and they took over the Republican Party, and their mission was always to reconquer Russia. And so you wonder why it's like a suicide mission to get Russia. It's because Grandpa and Daddy got killed by the Russians, and most of the Trotskyites didn't make it out, but their kids did. And now their kids, Crystal, all of them, are the neocons. They sit there and act real friendly and real nice. These guys are actually sitting, reportedly, on huge, underground wealth like the Bushes, and are super powerful with communist money that they brought into the country. And look at how they run things. So that's why they're trying to start a war. But we have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs last week. We have that clip where he said that, okay, you want a no-fly zone? We got to have war with Russia. Do you have that clip? Okay, I'm going to play that clip in the next segment, and then I want to get to this article. U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. We will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Goes on and says, this war will be bigger than anything we've seen this generation and will be the size of World War II. Get prepared. That's Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley. Warned last night that the United States was ready to, quote, destroy its enemies in comments that were clearly directed at Russia. I want to be clear to those who do wish to harm us, the United States military, despite all of our challenges, despite our operational tempo, despite everything we have been doing, we will stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beat before. Make no mistake about it. The general went on to warn that Russia and other countries have taken advantage of U.S. being focused on the war on terror. So he goes on and puts Russia in the same group as North Korea and China, that our government has been arming and giving nuclear reactors to and missile secrets, everything else. Russia's got 2.5 military bases, one small port and 2 other bases. They're not attacking anybody, and that's why they're being targeted. And they're being encircled, and they think this is going to be the detonator for the full takeover of society. And he goes on to say, he cautioned that the next major conflict would, quote, be lethal, unlike anything our army has experienced, at least since World War II, and would involve fighting in highly populated urban areas. Make no mistake about it, we can now and we will retain the capability to rapidly deploy, he said, and we will destroy an enemy anywhere, anytime, he concluded. Yeah, I mean, I guess, 20 million Germans did die in World War II, and I guess they had the same idea. because the Russians were willing to have 20 million people die to not be over. I mean, 20 million Russians died, 21 million Germans. Look it up. And I get it. You can go kill them, and because the neocons said so, and it's liberal to have World War III, and it's fun, and it's trendy, and you know, you've got the Hollywood Reporter admitting that the elite are all running to New Zealand to sit it out while we all kill each other, and the globalists bring down their enemy, the United States and Russia, at the same time. This is the type of garbage that's going on. Russia tells its citizens nuclear war with the West could happen soon.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
So there's an hour-long speech that the head of the Army, Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, gave. It's on armytimes.com, by the way, if you doubt, infowars.com, where he says we're going to have casualties in basically a war as big as World War II. We haven't seen anything like this since World War II. We're ready to go to war with Russia right now. And that's why you saw the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, a week and a half ago, say, yes, you're asking us to do a no-fly zone. You're asking us, that's the full speech. We played it a few weeks ago, to shoot cruise missiles in and shoot down Russian aircraft. Yes, but then they're going to respond to where those missiles came from. And that's going to be World War III. So the reason generals are coming out and speaking like this is actually to stop the politicians and the neocons and the Obama people with Hillary from launching World War III. I can tell you right now, and I'm not lionizing the U.S. Army, but it does not want nuclear war with Russia. It knows Russia is not expanding. Our military is actually concerned about China. And you notice the politicians have actually listened to that and have pivoted to the Pacific. But the globalists, because they want to take control of the United States and have a big war, they want to push Russia into confrontation. They've already got an economic war going. But I've got the crew going through the hour-long speech to grab. I mean, I read to you where he says, as big as World War II, we haven't seen anything like, you know, like this since World War II. We can destroy you. We're ready for war. We're on the verge of war. And I just see these clips out of Russia every day. I see these clips out of the Pentagon every day. And I keep warning people. And they have mainstream news articles making fun of us, saying we're fearmongers. None of this is going on. So the trendies can all just sit around making jokes all day. This isn't funny. I have three children. That's why I'm taking the gloves off. And you know what? If I think Tim Kaine looks like a weird pervert, I'm going to say it. He acts like one. He acts like a political molester of the Constitution. The gloves are off. Brass knuckles are on. You people are not starting World War III. Do you understand? The communist Chinese basically run our media now and have their product placement everywhere. They're the ones taking over all the rare earth minerals, all the major ports, the Panama Canal. They've got their agents everywhere. Russia is on the verge of collapse, and you're trying to start World War III with them. It's bull. And the same globalist did the October Revolution in 1917 on record. The same globalist funding Black Lives Matter and revolution here are the very same grandchildren of the same robber baron elites and people that are doing all this. Remember Hillary a month ago threatened Russia with war? If we think Russia launches a cyber attack, we'll physically attack. We have that. Then I'm going to play the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dumford. But here is Hillary Clinton just to remind you of how serious the situation is.
You've seen reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. Maybe even some state election systems. So we've got to step up our game. Make sure we are well defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military response.
And a month before that, NATO said its new policy is if they think someone in Russia launches a cyber attack, they attack Russia. We covered that at the time, and no one seemed to care. There's the headline from The Hill, Clinton, treat cyber attacks like any other attack, respond militarily. Now, coming up, we have Tim Kaine, the creepy Kaine, as he's known. I don't know if he's a pervert, but he certainly looks like a creep, and acts like a creep, and is anti-American, and wants open borders, saying that terrorism is over. It doesn't exist. Really, ISIS calls for random knife attacks in alleys, forests, and beaches, and less than one day later, three Belgian police officers stabbed in suspected terror attack as they scream Allah Akbar all over malls in the U.S., all over malls in Kenya, malls in Germany, malls in France, malls in Belgium. This is what goes on. Cops at parks, cops getting out of their car, you know, being stabbed. Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Nothing to do with Islam, though. Oh, ISIS, that's the group that has absolutely nothing to do with Islam. You've opened our borders up, you little traitor, with Hillary, and now you tell us terror doesn't exist, like you control reality. Let's go to this clip of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying, yeah, I can follow your orders. I can launch cruise missiles right now. They're like, can't you just shoot down the Russian planes? Yeah, then Russia will respond. 2 + 2 = 4. These people are crazy. Let's go to the clip.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
So that's why you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs coming out, and now you have the head of the Army coming out saying, all right, we're ready to fight Russia, because they know the elites are telling them to go to war. So they're trying to make Russia back down. Yeah, we're ready to take you on, Russia, and we're ready to have something big as World War II. Is the public listening? We're ready to have a war as big as World War II. We're ready to have a war. Yeah, we're ready to go to war if you order to, but is that what you want? Everybody want a new world war? A new world war?
We're on the march.
That's what they're saying.
The Empire.
World War
III
is what it's called.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend Your Mind. Only 33 days.
He aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it's already October 5th, 2016, this Wednesday edition. Only 33 days until Election Day, then one more day, epic day. So I guess 34 days total until we know who El Presidente is. I kind of smell a tie. I kind of smell a deadlocked Supreme Court and then a big constitutional crisis. Because magically that Supreme Court justice died, so there could be a deadlock. Yes, a lot of things are afoot, and we're not in Camelot anymore, are we? We're more like in Mordor. All right, earlier, I spent time, if you just joined us, with the head of the Army, saying we're about to possibly have a war. In fact, it was more egregious than that. He said, basically, we're preparing, it looks like we're going to have a war. that we haven't seen since World War II, that means World War III, and that the army is ready to take on Russia. And then he mixed in, like, North Korea and China and Iran into that, but the main target is Russia. That's why he said Russia first. He cautioned the next major conflict would be highly lethal, unlike any our army has experienced, at least since World War II, and would involve fighting in highly populated urban areas. Why do you think they're talking like this now? Because that's how the Trotskyites that run the government to a great extent are able to go out to their political opposition when this happens, is they say everyone against World War III, everyone against open borders, everyone against carbon taxes, everyone against the EU takeover, everyone against the UN running our schools and our police departments under the Strong Cities Initiative. It's all being announced. Washington Post now. UN overseeing our elections. It was wild a month ago, I told you. Now, last week, it's like, yeah, the UN's here. Thank goodness to fight the evil Tea Party. And you're like, this doesn't make sense. This is backfiring. This is discrediting them. Not if there's a big war in Europe. Not if there's a limited nuclear exchange. Everybody will get real scared and get in line. At least that's what the establishment thinks. And then the very people trying to bring us a Soviet-style occupation, the leftist globalist control freaks, they're talking about Hillary's fun camps, can have a command and control economy that they sit on top of and become fabulously wealthy with and settle their scores with their political enemies. Just like they said on MSNBC, of course we audit and arrest Tea Party and Christians and conservative groups. You're racist. You don't have a right to exist. And Hillary gets up and says, the alt-right, I'm going to shut them down when I get in office. And she means business. So you know what, sweetie cake? We mean business too. Brass knuckles just went on. I think Tim Kaine looks like a child molester. I'm going to say it. Because I know the public doesn't half the time hear about hardcore political facts in World War III, but stuff like him looking like a child molester sticks, doesn't it? Because you know what? The shoe fits, doesn't it? He just looks like the creepiest weirdo you could dredge up out of hell itself, out of some nightmare. So you want us to play rough, sweetie? We're going to play rough now. You want to see it go up another level? Up, 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 up. We got lots of switches to flip. You like this switch? You like that switch? You want this switch to get flipped? How about a whole bunch more get flipped? And I'm not the only one flipping switches, darling. The switch is getting flipped. That's why you look like a deer in the headlights. You've been pushing around a lot of strong, good people, thinking we're weak, thinking we're cowards. You've been taking our reluctance and our restraint as weakness. You've taken our chivalry as weakness when you know deep down we're not weak. The New World Order wants a fight. They want an info war. They want to go beyond those lands, into the lands of fire. You think little hunchback, wimpy creatures like Hillary Clinton go into the lands of fire? She hates those that go into the lands of fire. She wants to destroy those people while she simultaneously uses them against her enemies. And the men that come from the lands of fire see you, Hillary. And they know who you are, and they know who Obama is, and who George Soros is, and who Michael Moore and all these pig-like creatures are with their bodyguards, hating poor Americans, making fun of Bernie Sanders supporters as basement dwellers, who you helped put in the basement. Well, here's a little news flash, sweetheart. We're coming out of the basement. Roger Stone's calling me a bunch. I didn't want to get him on today. I talked to him last night. Let's get Roger Stone on the broadcast. Go ahead and call him. I meant to tell you that. Now, I talked to Stone, but I also talked to two other sources I have. Because I don't just go off what Stone says. I've found it to be very, very accurate. This is the first time he's ever been wrong about the WikiLeaks thing. And I learned that Assange has got two lawyers, one in the U.S., one in Europe. One's French, one's American. Obviously, and they scared the hell out of one of them did, the New York lawyer, that if you go public with this stuff, you're over. So he canceled Wednesday. He said over security concerns, and then he basically choked, and he was basically waiting on some type of deal, totally scared. He's been in there 4+ years. I haven't been in his shoes. I got mad sitting up, till 5 in the morning and feeling like I got chumped. Now I know what happened, so I'm going to say it because I'm a big man. when I'm wrong. And I mean this not as tongue-in-cheek. I absolutely mean it. Every time I talk about World War III, I start sweating, folks. I figured it out. I just have like an actual physical response now in my body to just how upsetting. Top generals talking about a war as big as World War II. Nuclear war is about to happen. The Russians' headlines are saying, get ready for nuclear war. Totally freaks me out. Russia tells citizens nuclear war with the West. It happens soon in that's Metro News out of England. This is mainstream news in Russia. I mean, this is getting crazy. The Metro is the big paper you see for free on all the big subways in London. I mean, you know, the Metro is talking about nuclear war, and the Russians quoting them saying, get ready with 40 million people doing a drill in major cities. But getting back to Assange, they did come out yesterday. We have the clip coming out after I play some debate clips. His lawyer did go on Al Jazeera and said, within a couple days, we will release the Clinton, quote, all the Clinton information. So that's good. That's what I wanted to hear. I believe you're already planning it. I think because of the pressure, you're doing the right thing. Do it. But all I'm saying to you is, I apologize. I'm not in your shoes. I'm somewhat in your shoes, but not in your shoes like you are, Assange. I think you're a hero. You've got a great track record. And I apologize for calling you names and being mean at 5 a.m. in the morning. I got angry, and I really can't stand Hillary Clinton, and I was projecting my anger for Hillary and the New World Order onto you, and you've already done so much in the fight that you could quit everything now, and you're a hero. Just don't betray anybody, and don't destroy the fact that you are a hero. So I apologize to Julian Assange from the bottom of my heart that I went off the rails the other night and said those things. So I'm done talking about it. Now, if we don't see some stuff released by the end of the week, I'm going to say clearly they got to him, but he's been a soldier for 10 years, and okay, they got to him, we got to move on. But please give the information to somebody else. We got a new Guccifer 2.0 leak that's even bigger. We got a lot of others coming out. We've got to analyze these data dumps right now. That means everybody out there listening needs to get into these. We're linked to them at InfoWars.com. We've got folks on it right now, but it's a mountain of evidence to go through. And we're going to be obviously putting that information out as fast as we can in this information war. But when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I apologize to Julian Assange because you don't deserve what I said and what I did. I think it would have been smart to apologize and say some things have come up. I can't do it at this time, but we've brought up some important information. Trust us, more is coming. I had the feeling of being chumped. And so I attack when I get attacked, but it's just in the aggregate, in the great sum total, it's not fair, so I apologize. I'm done. I love how the media makes it a thought crime to criticize sometimes four or five Islamic stabbings a week in the United States that they successfully cover up. Oh, yeah, I've talked to police and others. For every stabbing you hear about with a guy yelling Allah Akbar, there's three or four or five more, but we're having a few a week already. Europe's having them every day in major cities. They're just killing whoever they want. The media just calls it crime. And when you see these calls go out to stab people, it intensifies. And now you're seeing three Belgian police officers stabbed and suspected terror attack. That's the Mirror out of the UK. And that's one day after ISIS calls for random knife attacks in alleys, forests, and beaches. And because that's come up, I want to first go to this clip from last night. Here's Kane saying, terrorism is dead, CBS. Here's Tim Kaine, the Grinch. And when I say he's the Grinch, I don't literally mean he's the Grinch from Dr. Seuss. For the mainstream media out there that's confused, I'm saying he looks like the Grinch. When I say he looks like a child molester, I mean he looks creepy. That's what Donald Trump's tweeted. He says he looks like Kaine looks like an evil crook. I'd say evil pervert, but whatever. His actions are what matter. But let's go to Kaine raping the truth here.
Gentlemen, I'd like to shift now to the threat of terrorism. Do you think the world today is a safer or more dangerous place than it was 8 years ago? Has the terrorist threat increased or decreased? Senator Kaine.
The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because bin Laden is dead. The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because an Iranian nuclear weapons program has been stopped. The terrorist threat to United States troops has been decreased in some ways because there's not 175,000 in a dangerous part of the world. There's only 15,000, but there are other parts of the world that are challenging. Let me tell you this. To beat terrorism, there's only one candidate who can do it, and it's Hillary Clinton.
Who literally is the founder of modern ISIS funding Al-Qaeda out of Libya and who gave them weapons on record. And if you Google the caliphate they want, it's ultra massive. If you look at where they already are, it's huge. They have spread into 26 countries last time I checked. I mean, it is a serious situation, ladies and gentlemen. ISIS global presence, and then that's not counting Europe and the U.S. It's actually much, much worse than that. If you're a TV viewer, you can see that for radio listeners. These are countries where they're battling to actually take control. Serious, serious, serious situation. Okay, let's start going to these clips here because some of these are just over-the-top ridiculous. Let's go ahead and go to Chris Matthews admits that Governor Pence won the debate. The vice presidential debate, Kane looked desperate at times. Yeah, Kane looks like somebody you wouldn't do business with. Not just how he physically looks, but the eyes, the mannerisms, the you know, the sneakiness of him. Very, very rat-like. Very, very Renfield. Very, very, again, backstabbing. Let's go to that clip.
And yeah, heading up our coverage there, Chris Matthews. Chris?
Brian, I thought it was very illuminating. I thought that Mike Pence did all the things right that Donald Trump did wrong. His body language was excellent. He was very good on reaction. He looked like a grown-up every time, whatever his words were. And, of course, he was playing with a couple deuces against the guy with a full house, so it was very difficult for him in terms of the issues. I mean, he had to defend Donald Trump. But he came across as a grown-up, strong. I thought he's very effective at being a conservative. But I really think he accomplished tonight has made himself probably the front-runner for the Republican nomination in 2020. He hit all the bases on the conservative side. He was pro-life and rather eloquent on it at the end. You may not agree with him, but he was eloquent. I also thought he was very good on the policing issue for the conservative side, very strong against illegal immigration on the conservative side. Enough. So he really didn't.
So there's Chris Matthews, knowing everybody knows that Pence destroyed him. I mean, I would say A+ 97. I mean, it was spiked the ball in the end zone 10 or 15 times in a football game. It was a rout, you know, 75-3. It was huge, huge, as Trump would say. Now, expanding on that, he goes further. He says Hillary, who didn't even do the Iran deal, it was you know mainly a Secretary of State Kerry. It's a horrible deal. But he then takes credit for the elimination of the Iranian nuclear weapons program that has been accelerated into high gear. And I don't want war with Iran. I'm not a big saber rattler when it comes. But the truth is, this is a horrible deal. Donald Trump has been advised by generals that know their stuff. And so here's Kane claims that Clinton eliminated the Iran nuclear weapons program. She also discovered the North Pole. Here it is.
She worked a tough negotiation with nations around the world to eliminate the Iranian nuclear weapons program without firing a shot.
Eliminate the Iranian nuclear weapons program.
Absolutely, without firing a shot. And instead of 175,000 American troops deployed overseas, we now have 15.
So, we already played Kane saying terrorism's dead. If you thought that one, last one was funny. Here's Pence rips Hillary over basket of deplorables. Comment, just as General Flynn did, saying the military are like deplorables. Well, that's like the people that founded this country are supposedly deplorables that were at Lexington and Concord. So here's Pence going on the offensive about deplorables, something I wish Trump would have done 10 or 15 times. Here it is.
Economy, strengthen the rule of law in the country and make our community safer once the criminal aliens are out. Then we'll deal with those that remain. But I have to tell you, I was listening to the avalanche of insults coming out of Senator Kane a minute ago.
These were
said,
Donald.
He says,
hold on a second.
It's my
Governor.
Time, Senator.
It is your 2 minutes.
Thanks. I forgive you. He says ours is an insult-driven campaign. Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign. I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. That she said they were irredeemable. They were not America. I mean, it's extraordinary. And then she laid one after another ism on millions of Americans who believe that we can have a stronger America at home and abroad, who believe we can get this economy moving again, who believe that we can end illegal immigration once and for all. So, Senator, this insult-driven campaign, I mean, that's small potatoes compared to Hillary Clinton calling half of Donald Trump's supporters a basket of deplorables.
Hillary Clinton said something on the campaign trail, and the very next day she said,
You know what? I shouldn't have said that.
She look, said she look, shouldn't have said half.
Governor, look, this look, is Senator Payne's 2 minutes, please. Look,
yeah, that's right. So now.
The 5 seconds. It's the very end of the clip. All of the surrogates, I mean all of them, went on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, and said, it's not half of them, it's all of them. Your minions, most of them former Obama and Clinton operatives. I mean, that's who's on Face the Nation, Meet the Press, CNN. It's all their former chiefs of staffs and deputy chief of staffs and press secretaries. Since when did that happen? The last 10 years. Started with Stephanopoulos. It's their people infesting, getting direct talking points, and then he claims that she backed off of that. No, she didn't. She had her surrogates go into high gear. So he's lying. Let's go to the next clip because we have this pulled up. This is General Flynn 2.5 weeks ago talking about the deplorables. We never got to this part of his speech where he says, how dare her call supporters of Trump deplorables when he's got like 85% support in major polls from vets. Again, it's a total distortion. In fact, I saw an article, I think it was the Washington Post this morning, about Pitts calls illegals, people here illegally, criminal aliens. Calls migrants criminal aliens. What he did was use the law enforcement term criminal aliens, not they're criminals, they're here, criminals that they've committed felonies. That's who Trump's going to go after. In fact, a lot of hardcore conservatives and maybe people that are a little bit racist that don't want this country to be basically like Latin America with the bloodlines or whatever, they are actually mad at Trump because he's had a plan for over a decade, he's talked about, to make it easier to come here legally. See, they're going to make it easier if you're not a criminal to come here. You're just not going to get a bunch of free stuff. That's what Trump's doing. Bring good people here from Latin America. And I want to tell the minority of white people that are racist out there and who don't like Hispanics, and they are there. Let's just be honest about this. It is a minority of people. White people aborted all their babies, basically. Half of them. So people that don't kill their kids, that's who is on the planet. So that's Darwin Awards. You kill your kids, you don't deserve to go on. I don't care if the United States is 80% brown in 30 years, as long as they're pro-gun, pro-family, want to go to the stars, want to have freedom, and don't want to be slaves. And we need to get past what color we are and adopt a system of ideas. And look, I know, I see videos every day, I don't even play anymore, of black people and Hispanics, mainly black people, beating up homeless white people, white women, teenagers, 16-year-old women with their kids at the park because they're white. It's like the KKK riding down black people. And you've got Birth of a Nation coming out, hyping race war and the rest of it from a 101-year-old movie. Relive the past. Bring all this up. Because it's all the globalists can do. They've robbed everybody. They've doubled black unemployment. They've screwed everyone over. All they can do is create division in this country. So, yes, it's true. I'll tell you. The, quote, minorities are way more racist than white people. I live it. I've seen it. I'm 42 years old. 5 times more racist. Because the media has said it's not racist when you're racist. And, quote, people with brown skin can't be racist. That's total crap. It's tribalism. You'll have one tribe on one side of a river that's brown and another tribe that's brown. The very same bloodlines. They'll kill each other. It's over land. It's over resources. It's the idea of I go take something from somebody. That's how I get ahead. That's conquest versus renaissance. I want a renaissance system. I want a system where we all get better together. We're under a eugenic system that's the opposite, that promotes unity while it creates absolute division. So later I'm going to get into a review of the new movie Birth of a Nation that's totally meant to cause a race war and shows black people, having atrocities happen to them so that they go out and kill a bunch of white people. And then people go out and find some random homeless white guy and kill him because, he's a white devil. That's what this is. And it targets the most poor, ignorant people in this country. And then it's going to create white racism as well. It's total divide and conquer. It's brutal. It shows how evil this elite is and why this elite needs to be removed immediately. Now, I'm going to be countering Birth of a Nation and all these movies like Django and, the Weinstein brothers and Quentin Tarantino. They know what they're doing. Robert Rodriguez meets at the White House. It's government funding to put this crap out. To make sure Hispanics stay in the barrio under the control of their Democrat controllers who are nothing but race pimp eugenicists who hope to break up your families and get you so dependent like the average black person, they can kill every child you're about to have. So you want to live? You want to have kids? Don't take the Gardasil shot. Don't eat GMO. Listen to me. I want you to live because I want to treat you like I want to be treated. I'm not the devil. I'm the opposite of that. And these people that say they're your leaders, they want to kill you and your family. And in your gut, you know it. Vote Donald Trump if you want to live. It's that simple. Death is what the globalists have to offer, period. All right. Let's get to the next clip here. Let's go to General Flynn, because I mentioned him, the former head of Defense Intelligence. Here it is.
The first thing I want to address is this notion of deplorables. And I will tell you, you know, if it's a badge of honor to wear, and I don't consider myself a deplorable person, but if it's a badge of honor to wear, you know, when you think about the individuals who ran out to Lexington Common and formed up against the British to really begin to sort of to fight for American patriotism, to fight for something that they believed in, or as they trailed back to the North Bridge, and you're all familiar with the shot heard around the world, which is where that shot came from, and they fought back, an aggressor at that time. You know, and you take that all the way forward to all the men and women who have served and continue to serve in our combat zones around the world today. I mean, these are not deplorable individuals. These are individuals who care deeply for our country. And I will tell you, we should continue to respect the idea of patriots and people who are willing to volunteer and give the last true measure of devotion to this country if required in order to fight for it. And what we have right now in this country is we have a deficit of leadership in this country right now.
He is a patriot. He has exposed that Obama and Hillary run al-Qaeda and ISIS and that he was ordered to give them support. And he refused to follow the order and went to the Joint Chiefs, and they did a deal with Russia to start giving the intel to the Russians and the targeting to begin taking them out. On the invite of the U.S. military, Russia boldly came in under huge casualties, wiped out ISIS, wiped out al-Qaeda, bombed them, did raids, took them out, rolled them up into two towns, and now Obama's removed every general he can, put in new people, and has them bombing the Russians and others. Oh, they're bombing Russians, too. That's why Russia's so upset to try to stop them. I've been told this by our Pentagon sources. And so this is bad, folks. And that's why Russia is all freaking out. And that's why you've got these generals, the new ones they put in, are being told, you've got to go to war with Russia. And they're going to Congress going, do you really want us to have war with Russia? Because that's what you're asking us to do. They're warning everyone to have a debate, people. They're warning everyone because we have crazy people like George Soros and Tim Kaine and others that will end this planet if they have their way. They're megalomaniacs. They must be stopped. The threat isn't Russia, people. The threat is Tim Kaine and George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're the clear and present danger. They're the occupiers. They represent the foreign banks that think they're going to sit in New Zealand and be okay when there's a nuclear war. Most models show all major life on Earth dead, dumbass. Even if you were just corrupt, why do you want to have an Earth that's ruined? Because you people are satanic. And you've been given power because you've been possessed. You've been turned over to evil. Look, let me tell you something. George Soros and Hillary Clinton, you just look at them. Those aren't people, okay? You look at Kaine, he's not a person either. I didn't even plug this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I need fuel. I need funding. We have the best probiotics, the best nutraceuticals, the best solar systems, the best emergency systems, the best durable foods, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Replenish our energy cells so we can fight to the next level. I need your support, InfoWarsLife.com. Refuel the InfoWar, and I pledge to run over the enemy.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016, only 33 days from the election. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in...